I sit back in my chair and watch you walk across to the dance floor. Your legs, long and smooth. Tiny little shorts. And a black tank top that clings to your wet skin. The alcohol has loosened you up a bit. And soon you're taken over by the rhythm, the pulse, the beat of the music. You roll your hips and move your hands across your body. Occasionally I catch glimpses of your long, white neck. Across the dance floor, some hungry little girl has you in her sights. She licks her lips and then stalks across the dance floor like a predator. She does everything in her power to get your attention, but you pay her such little mind. She dancing too close, brushing up against you, whispering in your ear, letting her hand linger on your shoulder. You keep dancing. I soon grow tired of the antics of Little Miss Thing, and I walk up to you. I slip my finger through the O-ring of your collar. Let's go. I want to go home. The crestfallen look on Little Miss Thing's face. I smile with my mouth. My eyes say back off. I lead you outside and then to the alley behind the club. The air is so dense and humid, fragrant with flowers. And a soft rain has started to fall, the warm water trickling down over our bodies. And we walk in silence for a moment, and then I stop, and I turn, and I look at you. You were doing it on purpose. Your eyes immediately drop to the ground. You were trying to make me jealous, weren't you? You don't say anything, but we both know it's true. You didn't try to stop her, did you? I put my hands around your waist and then push you into the wall. I look deep into your eyes. You belong to me. And you don't say anything because you know it's true. I take your chin in my hand, and I pull your mouth to mine, and I kiss you, softly, sliding my hand back over your jaw, around your neck, and then up into your hair. I grab a handful and pull your head back just a little bit, and then let my lips travel down your neck, and then back up to your ear. You are mine. And I hear you breathe. Yes, miss. I turn you around, shoving your chest against the wall, my hand back up in your hair, pulling your head back. I lean in really close, pressing my breasts into your back. And I whisper in your ear, I don't like to share. I slide my hand down your body, around to the waistband of your shorts. I unbutton them and slide my hand in. You're hot, wet, swollen, wanting, mine. I take my fingers and lightly rub them across your swollen lips. This belongs to me. Yes, miss, you gasp. Roughly, I shove two fingers into your hungry little hole. I'm pulling on your hair, and fucking you with my fingers. Over and over again in your ear. You are mine. Mine. And you're gasping. Yes, miss. Yes, miss. And I feel you getting close. I feel your muscles tensing. I feel your pussy clenching around my fingers. But I don't let you come. I abruptly stop. Zip up your shorts. Button them. I turn you around. Take your chin in my hand again. And make you look up into my eyes. Now, my pet, we're gonna go home, and I'm gonna show you exactly what it means to be owned by me.